Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Jingle Bells, written by John Craig Campbell and Luke Condor, narrated by Ian McEwan. Eleven long and lonely months of every single year, to Jeff and all his aging friends, the misery was clear. They worked in shops, they worked in bars, in dreary factories too. They slaved away their lives on things they didn't want to do. But each December brought a new employment for them all. The Grotto opened up its doors at the local shopping mall. A chance to bask in festive threads, a merry Xmas land. Bring joy to children one and all at Winter Wonderland. Now Jeffrey had a dearest pal, inseparable since school, old Harold, Harry to his friends, a champion of cool. They played in trees when they were boys, they ogled stolen pawn, the best man on Jeff's wedding day, an uncle to his spawn. As sparkling trees adorned the streets and stockings hung on shelves, Harry and all his happy friends became the Christmas elves. But Jeff was welcomed more than most, to rapturous applause. He sat upon the grotto throne, as he was Santa Claus. So we join them on this fateful night, the last shift of the year. On Christmas Eve, they celebrate with just one more beer. They hugged and cried and danced and sung, fake Santa and his elves, and drank another whiskey shot before the clock struck 12. But home to families all must go upon this famous night, so Jeffrey polished off his drink and slurred a fond goodbye. He clambered for his motor car. The keys fell on the floor. Good Harry told him not to drive. Get in and shut that bloody door. So Harry sat beside him for a bumpy journey home, until Jeff dropped his drunken friend off For the rest, he would drive alone.
I love you, man,
Harry blurted out through tatty elfish rags. I love you too. Go get some sleep and don't forget your bags. Harry stumbled round the icy car and lifted up the boot, his Christmas shopping in his hands and a basket full of fruit. That funny guy, Jeff thought aloud as he heard the closing trunk. His wife is gonna kill him when he shows up blinding drunk. And me as well, Jeff muttered, if I don't reach my abode. He put his foot down to the floor and sped off down the road. The windswept road was made of ice, the sky a wall of snow, and hail and rain and sleet and night. But Jeffrey did not slow. The stereo was blaring loud with famous Christmas hits. Old Harry had been drunk tonight, Jeff reminisced in bits. He'd fallen this way, fallen that. Jeff even had to pick him up. At least he'd dropped Harry off at home. That ought to be enough. The wind whipped up ferocious gales. The freezing rain did fall. But Jeff had family waiting up for Santa Claus to call. He'd bought great gifts for both his boys, new games of all the rage, and for his wife, a diamond ring, the first since they engaged. So on Jeff went, his little car racing through the snow. He sang along to the Christmas songs with words he didn't know. The car was swerving left and right. The wind picked up its pace. The windscreen was a sea of white as Jeff enjoyed the race. But then a funny sound emerged. The noise was clearly wrong. A clinking, clanking, jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling-a-dong. What is that jingle, jangle noise? Jeff puzzled to himself. It sounds like Santa's sleigh above, the sound of jingle bells. He looked towards the snow-struck sky, then checked himself real quick. Of course that wasn't Santa Claus, you silly little prick. Now Jeff was going crazy at this irritating drawl. What is this awful ringing? I can't stand this noise at all. But still the bells kept ringing on, a noise now loud and free. What is that sound of jingle bells? He screamed in misery. Jeff clicked the air conditioning. He fiddled with his chair. He moved the rearview mirror dice. But nothing jingled there. He clicked the fan and radio and nudged the sat-nav too. Made sure he wound the windows up. What more could Jeffrey do? He put his foot down on the gas and turned the tunes up loud. I'll make that ringing disappear like children lost in a crowd. And soon those jingle bells did fade, drowned out by Christmas songs. Well, I wish it could be Christmas every day, Jeff sang along. The night was black, the weather grim, the road an icy pond. But Jeff was almost home now, and those jingle bells had gone. Eventually, he pulled up to his little family home. He'd made it through the evil storm. He'd beat the ice and snow. He paused then for just a second and listened out for bells. But all he heard was silence, nothing stirring but himself. So Jeffrey grabbed his bag of toys and tightened his false beard and slipped into the character his children had revered.
Ho, 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 he cried aloud, his family at the door.
They welcomed him with smiles of joy, until a sight they saw. For hanging from Jeff's car this night was something long and green, with little bells upon the thread, and something more obscene. A severed foot, a streak of blood that trailed across the floor and glistened brightly in the snow, a scene of utter gore. His children screamed, his wife fell faint, Jeff dropped all he did carry. What hung from that closed boot of his? An elf he knew as Harry. While Jeff had driven home that night without a second thought, poor Harry had been dragged behind. His leather belt had caught. And then it all became so clear, the torment he'd been through, the jingle bells that rang all night on that one remaining shoe. The bloody carnage in the snow was Harry's crimson smear. Well, happy fucking Christmas, Jeff. The best night of the year.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Jingle Bells, written by Luke Condor and John Craig Campbell. Narrated by Ian McEwen, edited by Carl Hughes, and music by Dark Ambient, The Inner Devil, and Tom Robson. A big Merry Christmas from all of us in the Hawk and Cleaver office. We hope you've had a fantastic year and you're spending some lovely quality time with family and friends and massive amounts of food and booze. We will be here, as always, next week. We will not stop. We will never stop. You can't stop. Apart from right now, because now is the end of the episode. Have a good one, guys and girls. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.